Barry Duplessis here at PCA 2024 here at the historic La Aurora booth. And I'm here with none other than Manuel Anoa of La Aurora Cigars. Manuel, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, no, thank you, my friend. I'm Manuel Anoa, La Aurora Master Blender. I belong to the older company in Dominican Republic. We are smoking the 120th anniversary that we launched last year.
This is such an exciting blend for me. Yesterday we had we were so fortunate to sit and listen to you talk through a wonderful pairing that included this historic cigar. And it was actually me who I asked a question from the crowd. You've had the opportunity to work on so many anniversary blends, the 107, the 110, the 115. These are historic milestone moments, historic. And each time you take a different approach. What was special about this blend as opposed to some of the other amazing projects you've worked on?
Yes. You know, every celebration meant a lot for the company. And particularly this one, Guillermo said, hey, we need to come something to celebrate 120th anniversary, of course. I say, I want one cigar, Dominican Puro. Dominican Puro. Of course, we have everything on the filler and binder size. But we have problem with the wrapper. You know, Dominican is not famous to make wrappers. That's what the more concern that I have for you, say, Guillermo. What do we do? Because we need the wrapper that be Dominican. Back at the time, 12 years ago, we got a nice property to crop in a crop area in Dominica.
Oh, wonderful.
See, it's close to Santiago, the beautiful farm that we're getting. And we start to do some experimental type of seed, like Criollo 98, and the wrapper size, Havana 92, and Coro. Okay, but the best that we get was Havana 92 at that time. Okay, Guillermo, we got the wrapper. We are working on it. Let's see what we can find. We try to find out what the people are looking for in terms of flavor and strength. We do a survey. Most of the people is looking on the terms of strength, medium plus. So we need to do a medium plus cigar. And then they was asking for flavor. They was asking for spicy, peppering, flavorful on the side of the cocoa, chocolate, and coffee, tropical fruit. Okay, I think we can do that. So we start to work on different type of blend on it, looking for the thing that the people are asking. We do 62 different blends to find out the right one. We try this, it's good. They try this, brings flavor in it. They try this, that's a perfect one. So in the 62 different sample that we do, we find three one. And we do a special blend testing to see if we are right with that one. We got the last one, say, Guillermo, this is it that we, the team thinks. So he tried and said, I need a little bit more power in it. Oh boy, to re-blend it again. 3 months more, because we took around 2 years to get the right blend. Because anytime you find that something wrong, you need to come in again.
Right, of course.
And you need to wait at least 21 days, as soon as you made it, to relax the cigar, to be... To have the cigar that all the tobacco, like a symphony, sound the same scenes that I need to play.
Well, I think that's one of the beautiful things about the way that you blend is you're very detailed, but you're also not afraid to get creative and experiment. I think the RNA is a real showcase of that. You know, that was a wonderful blend where you were working with something that was entirely different and really brought something very unique to it. But you're also really very, very particular about vintages. Now, one of the cigars that you guys are bringing to market this year is the Puro Vintage.
That's right.
Which we've seen before, but this is the Puro Vintage 2014. Can you tell us what's a little bit different about this one that stands out from the other Peru vintages that you've done before?
Yeah, yeah, that's a little bit more complicated. It's 10 years old tobacco that we need to use. At the vintage, any country that we get those tobacco need to be perfect.
Right.
That's being that if we use Nicaraguan tobacco on it, Peruvian tobacco on it, or Colombia, Carmen Cubita, or Brazilian tobacco, and Dominican too, because that's the blend, it need to have good weather in that time. That means that that crop or that year need to be perfect in every country. Sometimes we don't got it, and that's the reason why we don't launch that year.
Okay.
We wait for another year.
Right.
And to have the right crop to do this. That's more complicated. That's why, and the horse DH too, because we are launching.
That's the other one I was going to bring up.
See,
that's one of my.
That's outstanding. That's a little bit more complicated because it's two more years. So every time we came with 10 years for the Puro Vintage and 12 years for the horse DH.
Yes.
So the combination for all both of these. Two different flavor profile.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be focused always because you need to be prepared for the next. It's not like the 120 that you be focused just in that line.
There.
When you need to be focused in the Puro Vintage and Hardy Age, you need to be pay attention what happened in Nicaragua, what happened in Honduras, what happened in Brazil. To have
there's
the right
so many pieces to the puzzle.
Exactly, because that's more easy. It's on one country.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Dominica.
Right.
But that's had more complexity because different part of the world.
And then there's a couple of other projects that you're working on, a size that I absolutely adore, the Cazadores. You're doing in the Nicaraguan, and then also in the other one as well.
Yeah, we have that's line in Nicaragua, Connecticut, and Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
Indonesia, but here we bring three. I think what's Maduro, Nicaragua, and Clad. It's one of the best value cigars because
yes.
We want to bring something cheap, but the heart of the La Aurora company.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's they are very value priced, but they're so elegant, and that sure. Size is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, that. Value cigar not mean that the cigar is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It means that if you do it with love and you know that there are a consumer or people that cannot buy it, because most of the cigar costs $12, $18. But that doesn't mean that you can bring a nice cigar with a low price.
Absolutely.
If you do a nice job.
Course,
and we
course.
Think we have a nice cigar for people that can buy it.
Well, you're always doing a nice job, man. Well, always putting out amazing blends. Of course, we can't conclude this interview without talking about, as our good friend Cigar Coop is always saying, the greatest cigar ever created was created by you, which is the St. Agnes Maduro. He wants you to bring it back. I'm just going to go ahead and say that on camera. I know you're not necessarily promising anything, but we want to see it again, especially that man sitting over there. He would love to have it. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We are very, that's a smart target now, to bring back the Cien Años line with the Special Maduro and the regular line. We are waiting for the right crop to do exactly the same, more or less, because the weather changed from back of the time.
Of course.
So today, but to be closer to that plane.
Yeah.
We got the recipe, but we don't have the right crop yet.
Well, we'll wait and be patient right along with you, Manuel. We're really excited about that. So
I was excited to bring you back again.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time today. Bear Duplessis here with the Cigar Coop Coalition, Coop with the Scoop, Bentley behind the camera, Trip and Dennis getting ready to do an amazing pairing with Manuel right now. You don't want to miss that. We'll see you soon, everybody.
Thank you.